The Truth News Network.
Politics is hard to explain. The truth is hard to find. And spin is everywhere. From the mountain peaks of Zurich to the cathedrals of St. Petersburg, the Truth News Network is spreading reality. And here with your daily dose is Dan Newman.
And reality is the magic talking point of today's story. Democrats save the planet. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome back to Truth News Network. Hey, I watched about 3 minutes of the first Democrat Party debate. It was either watch the entire thing or schedule a root canal. I chose the root canal. So I watched about 3 minutes of the debate while on hold and making my root canal appointment. I know, I shouldn't make fun of it. This is an important time for the nation, no doubt about it. And a bunch of Americans are Democrats. Therefore, debates between potential 2020 Democrat Party candidates for president are really important. After all, we know what they are not going to campaign to improve, like the economy, the unemployment in America, increases in American jobs, higher wages, lower taxes, and mom's apple pie. We already have all that stuff. But what we don't have is free everything. So each one of the 10 in Miami on stage in debate number one, and those for debate number two and the rest of the Democrat debates, all have to tell Americans what they can do for all of us that is not being done already, and how they can, in doing so, make America better. And I've figured it out. Free everything. Absolutely. Pay for everything. And it begins with Medicare for All. Let's start right here. Both Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have put forth plans so that everyone in America has full-time, full benefits, and fully paid-for health care. Wow. But won't that be a little expensive, you say? Well, don't worry, they tell us. The government's going to foot the bill. The bill. The bill. That really is expensive. Someone's got to pay the bill. So let's break it down real quickly for you. Try starting at $32.6 trillion. $32.6 trillion over 10 years. Now that's from Vermont's Libertarian Policy Center, a not-so-conservative bastion of information. That seems like a lot of money. But experts tell us, at least the socialist experts, that when the government takes over the U.S. healthcare system, the cost of services will go down. The price gouging by healthcare facilities and medical providers will go down, and the greedy insurance companies are going to be gone. So with all those taken care of, the government can just use those cost savings to make up the difference. That sounds really good, doesn't it? Well, according to the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Virginia, another one of those not-so-conservative bastions of information, they said this: doubling federal individual and corporate income tax receipts would not cover the cost of Medicare for All. But Bernie has a plan to pay the tab for Medicare for All. Let's look at Bernie's plan. Starts with the elimination of special tax breaks, $4.2 trillion over 10 years. His main target, company-provided health benefits for employees. They would no longer be needed, of course. Now think about that for a moment. That means 180 million Americans' currently employer-provided health plans will be gone. And then there's increased business payroll tax, $3.9 trillion over 10 years. Companies would pay a 7.5% income-based fee, but Sanders asserts it would cost them less overall compared to the current system. He gave us no details about that claim. Household insurance premiums, $3.4 trillion over 10 years. Families would pay a 4% income-based fee, considerably less than what they pay now, he says. Of course, remember under Obamacare, Obama's promise was that, quote, every household would see their insurance premiums go down $2,500 a year. We always believe the government, don't we? Adding to that, Bernie says, raise taxes on the rich, $1.8 trillion over 10 years. Raise marginal rates to as high as 52% on the richest Americans. The current top rate, about 39.6%. Also, limit deductions and treat taxes on dividends and capital gains equally. He suggests adding a new net wealth tax, $1.3 trillion over 10 years. This new tax would apply to the wealthiest 1/10 of 1%, or 160,000 American households. A 1% annual tax would be applied to net worth exceeding $21 million. A one-time tax on offshore profits, $767 billion over 10 years. Sanders wants to tax profits of American companies that are earned and held in other countries. These profits are not taxed until they're returned home under current U.S. law. Now, let me think about that. Apple, let's say Apple, which they had until Trump was elected, hundreds of billions of dollars of profits they were keeping offshore. So, Bernie's government would go to, let's say, China and tell the government of China, hey, that $500 billion that Apple has in offshore accounts, we need some money out of that to pay their income tax in the United States. Like that's ever going to happen. Add to all of these an increased estate tax, $249 billion over 10 years, Bernie wants. A fee on large Wall Street banks, $117 billion over 10 years. The six largest U.S. financial institutions would get the bill, he says. Now, I'm not going to go further into the details of all that. All I can do is SMH, which, for those of you, as Rush Limbaugh says, live in Rio Linda, means shake my head in social media parlance. Let's move on to the next big one, the big idea. It's called the Green New Deal. It was put forth first by freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This deal tackles the earth-ending spiral of the destruction of the environment, led, of course, by the evil United States of America. So what will it do for the nation? Basically, it's designed to clean up the environment. Never mind that the U.S. has drastically reduced its carbon emission levels in the last 20 years, while virtually every other country on Earth has watched their spiral upward. We must make it better, according to AOC. I posted a link below so that you can read the entire Green New Deal when you're taking a long restroom break. But I'll give you the skinny right here. Listen close. It ain't cheap, but it will totally do away with those pesky diesel railroad engines, automobiles, airplanes, jets, and even ships, unless they all run on wind energy or electric batteries. Now think about that. Jets. What about all those people that fly from Hawaii to the U.S. and back home to Hawaii? More importantly, the plan will stop cows from farting. That's right, farting. I feel a lot safer already about that. And as you might imagine, the Green New Deal isn't cheap. The Green New Deal may tally between $51 and $93 trillion over 10 years, concludes American Action Forum, which is run by Douglas Holtz Eakin, who directed the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office from 2003 to 2005. In other words, he knows what the heck he's talking about. While we're making all these new things come about, how about let's abolish student debt and, by the way, give away free college tuition? Once again, Bernie comes to the rescue. The cost of that program, just $1.6 trillion currently owed by 45 million Americans. That free college tuition he wants to do will cost $47 billion every year for the federal government, plus $23 billion a year for the states. How's Bernie say we're going to pay for it? Well, his proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by, you guessed it, a tax. This time, a tax on Wall Street speculation similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world, so says Bernie. I couldn't prove that or verify that that isn't existent in other countries. The College for All plan outlined a Robin Hood tax that would impose a 0.5% tax on stock trades, a 0.1% fee on bonds, and a 0.005% fee on derivatives. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to go into the voting booth in November of 2020, pull the lever for it, doesn't matter, whichever one of the Democrats is going to be the Democrat Party nominee. Don't all of these free things just excite you about our future here in America? They, of course, those Democrats, are not through throwing new ideas and promises out there. They're each and every one for open borders. Every one of them, even though several of them say they want border security, they all excoriate the Trump administration for caging those babies and not providing everything those illegals caught entering the U.S. want. Those of the candidates that are serving in government today refuse to provide the necessary funding to do just that right now. Border security. They each want to cut the U.S. military once more. After all, they loved it when they saw what Obama did to the military. They liked the fact that those in the military couldn't get pay raises for years. How many years? 8 years under Obama. Veterans waited for months to get services from the VA, the Veterans Administration, and many of those veterans died while they were waiting. They didn't mind the almost 10% of America's jet fighting fleet that were grounded for the inability of the Pentagon to buy spare parts for them. And they didn't mind at all during Obama's 8 years seeing Russia and China zoom ahead of America's historical first place in world ranking and military might. They needed all that money for social programs. Regarding the U.S. economy, they all want one of two things. Either allow Democrats in Congress to unilaterally implement programs to spend all the extra revenue coming in under this administration's policies, or they want a forced termination of the Trump policies that are in place now that have allowed taxpayers to keep more of their paychecks, more Americans to work than ever, pay raises virtually across the board not seen at any time during the Obama 8 years. They know far better how to spend those extra dollars. After all, most of them are in the U.S. Congress, and we know what that means. They know way more than you or I. I forgot to mention, their open border policies are costing American taxpayers about $100 billion a year right now. By leaving the southern border virtually open, it's pretty certain those costs are going to get all the way up to around $1 trillion every year. And that's not all. The process of all those illegals taking up residence in the U.S., hundreds of thousands of American citizens will lose their jobs to illegals, and those illegals have no desire to pay the price for legal citizenship. Why do so? Democrats just want you to close your eyes to illegals and let them continue to come in unabated. And don't forget, we certainly need to let all of them vote, all of those illegals. So what's the cost for all these exciting things Democrats want to push out from a Democrat-controlled White House and Congress? Based on estimates from real, nonpartisan experts, over the next decade, Americans will need to pony up $100 trillion on the low side and all the way up to $130 trillion on the high side. And when did any program implemented by the federal government ever come in under or equal to their cost estimates? That never happens. Here's what I pray, folks. I pray that enough Americans are smart enough to reason through all this and get to the only conclusion that makes sense. America cannot afford to go down this path. This path leads straight to naked socialism. Secondly, the nation made a turn in operating structure in 2016 that has made dramatically wonderful changes that few, including me, thought could never happen and certainly could not happen in just a couple of years. Leave it alone. America is not broken like these Democrats are preaching, and we're smart enough to know that, aren't we? When it comes right to it, I choose to believe enough Americans do get that and see the truth of the Democrat Party boondoggle they want to throw in the country to vote to keep the policies in place that initiated the process to get us here and to keep those policies in place for 4 more years. And by the way, I'm not watching any of the Democrat Party debates this election cycle. Circus clowns have always scared the heck out of me. Hey, little tongue-in-cheek today, I get it. But this is crazy, folks. If you can't laugh, you're going to cry, and I'd prefer to laugh. It's absolutely nuts, but it's important for every American to know and understand. That's going to do it for today. There's so much going on. Make certain you tune in every day, that you come to truthnewsnet.org every morning and see what's up there. And oh, by the way, to make sure you never miss a story or you never miss a podcast, just log in your email address on the front page of the website down at the bottom right side. We won't send you anything, but you'll get a link every night when we post a new podcast or story, and that link will take you right to it. Until we get together again, folks, thank you so much for being a part of this family and joining us. You don't know how much we appreciate you being here. Until we do get together, have a great day, a great weekend, and we'll be back soon. So long, everybody.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.